I've come down to Acton's Lock on the Regent's Canal in East London. Now, canals are supposed to be tranquil places, somewhere to relax on a boat, enjoy a spot of fishing or a stroll by the water. But down here, many feel that slow-paced charm has been ruined by an unwelcome and speeding invader, the cyclist. During the rush hour, this is the M25 for bikes, and tempers are beginning to fray.
I'm not against the cyclists at all. I think it's a lovely place to cycle to work, but I just think they need to be more considerate and perhaps not use it much like a motorway.
There have been so many accidents and complaints from pedestrians that British Waterways has been forced to appoint its first towpath ranger. His name's Joseph Young, and I've come to meet him.
The majority of my job will be out on the towpath itself. Probably 75% of my week will be out here. And sort of the remit, I guess, is to improve cycling and walking along the towpaths.
And so what are you doing down here today?
This morning we're doing a Two Tings event, which is a campaign that British Waterways have devised to basically make people aware that there is a code of conduct on the towpath. And what we're saying is ting your bell twice as cyclists when you approach pedestrians or when you approach bridges, so let pedestrians know that you want to pass. And we're also speaking to pedestrians this morning to make them aware from their side of things that if a cyclist does ring twice, what they're saying is they'd like to pass, and if they can step over at a certain point so that they can pass successfully, then that works. Okay, how would you describe your behaviour when using the towpath in the morning peak hours?
Most considerate. Most. Mm-hmm.
And how would you describe the behaviour of the majority of cyclists when using the towpath in the morning peak hours?
I think the majority are considerate. I think there is a fair proportion.
Things get pretty fraught down here between pedestrians and cyclists. And how are you going to diffuse rows?
They can get fraught. I mean, I'd say that's kind of a scarcity, but yeah, they certainly can get fraught. There certainly have been incidents, albeit quite scarce. My sort of background, my previous role was with the Housing Association as an antisocial behaviour officer. So
you're used to dealing with angry people.
I've done a lot of conflict resolution, as you can imagine.
British Waterways volunteers are down here monitoring the number of cyclists and other users of the canal. And I'm here with one of the volunteers. What are you up to?
So I'm counting cyclists, walkers and joggers. There are no anglers and there are no boats, but lots of cyclists. There are up to about 200 and nearly 270 in an hour and 10 minutes.
And how many walkers have you got?
I've only got about 30.
And joggers?
Joggers, about 40.
So is this a typical day?
Well, there have been more earlier in the summer. We've been up to nearly 500 bicyclists. But
what, within an hour?
No, within 2 hours. Yeah. Between 7:30 and 9:30.
Well, it's a lot, though.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's frightening for the walkers, but they get used to it, and the cyclists love it. And I think they are cycling quite responsibly, but they are a bit concerned to get to work.
My name's Miriam Lansbury. I was walking to work one day, just where I am now, coming down the stairs to come onto the towpath. And before I'd even got onto the towpath, my hand just sort of went round the corner and was hit by a cyclist who was speeding. And immediately I was just in complete shock and I had to sit down on the bench nearby. And the cyclist stopped. He was very polite, very apologetic, and wanted to help, but I said, well, I'm sure I'll be fine, but actually I wasn't feeling too good at all, and actually I'd broken my hand quite badly.
I think when I first started going down here I went quite fast, and more recently every time I get on the canal I relax and slow down and think, you know, it's not a race, it's about just enjoying the cycle path. I would consider myself a considerate cyclist, and I ting and I slow down and I'll pass them carefully and I'll say thank you when I do pass them. So it's a shame that some people, either that some pedestrians feel so concerned about it that they want to get rid of or stop cyclists from coming down here, when I think most cyclists are actually considerate.
Have you had any trouble down here?
I had a crash once. It was with another cyclist. We hit each other head on, and it was a 50-50 thing, and we were both just caught each other's handlebars. So, you know, we apologised and moved on. It was fine.